Lessons this morning. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. This morning, I just want to take a few minutes, if you will allow me, just to kind of talk about stop struggling with your yesterdays. Yes, stop struggling with your yesterdays. Many of us, including myself, I felt there was a time in a period of my life where I would wake up every day and I was always struggling with what happened yesterday. Even in my conscious mind, I knew that I could not change yesterday. That the only effect that I can have was what I can change was today. But I kept struggling with my yesterday. I kept struggling with the thoughts of what if, should I, could I, you know, things like that. I'm here to tell somebody who needs to hear that this morning, stop struggling with your yesterdays. There's only one day out of a week that you can always have an effect on and always have a change. And that day is today. You can't do nothing about yesterday because yesterday is gone. You can't do nothing about tomorrow because tomorrow's not here. So the only power that you have to change is your today. So what are you doing today? Stop struggling with your yesterdays. You can't do anything about your yesterday. Learn from it. Take what you learned, take from your struggles from yesterday and apply it to the day and move forward. I was thinking about the scripture where it talks about Peter and his disciples and when they were in the boat fishing, they had been fishing and had not caught a fish. And Jesus came up to them and said, "Hey, cast your nets on the right side of the boat." Well, Peter's response, of course, and others was like, "Hey, look here, we're professionals. You're standing over there and you're telling us how to fish." And so they said, "Well, anyway, okay, since I have not been doing anything anyway, they went on and tried and listened to it. Now, keep in mind, they did not recognize that this was Jesus Christ. So long story short, they cast their nets on the right side and they began to catch so many fish that the boats begin to tilt over. See, here's the point of what I'm saying in all this. Stop struggling with your yesterdays. Put today is your day. Cast your blessings and your faith is on the right side of the boat. Stop struggling with your yesterdays. Today is the day. The Bible tells us in Hebrew, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Today is the day that you can make a change. Today is the day that you can make a difference. Today is the day that you can be what you could not be yesterday. Today is the day that you can complete what you could not complete yesterday. Today is the day that to correct what you could not correct yesterday. And you definitely can, it's not guaranteed that you can correct it tomorrow. So stop struggling with your yesterday. Enjoy your today, which is your present. Keep moving forward. Walk by faith, not by sight. And watch the Lord work for you. Watch how if you put all your blessings on the right side of your faith, not on the wrong side, on the right side of your faith, and watch the multiple blessings, so many blessings that the Bible tells us that He'll open up the windows of blessings more than you can even handle. So stop struggling with your yesterday. Enjoy your today. God bless you. And continue to follow us on our online as we go with What Does the Bible Say on Tuesday at 7 p.m. And just have a wonderful day today. Remember, stop struggling with your yesterdays.